This is Getting Past Subtitles. My name is Sean Peel.
And I'm DK Lee.
And welcome to the second week of our... Is it even buddy cop anymore? Is it? Now it's just cops.
I snuck this one in.
This is now, we're just criminal investigations.
Yeah. It's just cop movies.
It's just cop movies.
Yeah.
This is, we're just watching 85% of South Koreans.
Yeah. I think when we were making the list, I just thought it was a good cop movie.
Wow.
And I forgot, like, exactly, like, the dynamic of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of, like, I think what happened was I remember the beginning part of the movie where it's, like, the girl and guy and the guy cop and the girl cop. And they're, like, you know. And
they're doing some teamwork there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Some teamwork stuff. And then I think that scene kind of.
That was the whole movie in your mind.
Just like pushed forward the narrative that it would be a buddy cop while we were making the list.
You're like, definitely.
Yeah, that'll work.
Definitely.
But that was the list of all the movies. I'm like, yeah, this one will work.
And it would have fooled me. I didn't see the movie. I just have to take his word for it at that point. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
So definitely not a buddy cop movie. So it kind of...
Hard no.
Yeah, it fails our genre here.
So but, instead we watched...
just watched a completely different movie.
Just pulled a fast one on everybody. Yeah. It's just like,
But, yeah, so... But we still did watch the movie. Regardless of whether or not it is a buddy cop, I still think it's a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about it. And let's... Yeah.
It's a forgivable, I guess. It's not bad. It's pretty good. It's a little, maybe a little long.
Yeah.
But I think it's paced okay. I think maybe like the latter third, it's a little like draggy where it feels pacey, but it picks up and then like has a good conclusion too. So it overall pretty good, I would say. Yeah. Veteran. This one, 2015, this one came out.
Yeah.
Right. Directed by Ryu Sung-won. Yeah, just a little bit about what this even was about. So the main character is Detective So Do-chul. And he's a pretty good detective. He's pretty good at what he does, right? Basically, he's kind of like the team lead within his within his team, which works for like the metro section. You know, there's a couple highlights in the movie with this team, but they're certainly not the focus, so it's definitely not within a buddy cop. But essentially, the team cracks down on, like, this huge, like, car scandal, like, illegal trading thing that ends up has ties with, like, the Russian mobs. And so Do-chul gets some minor help from an old friend of his, whose name is Bae, who's, like, a truck driver. And basically, they do the operation to crack down on the car scandal and everybody, and like that's like their big sort of job at the moment. They get like promotions and stuff like that. But with Bae, he's kind of caught in this like huge labor. What's the word?
Like a labor movement, against a strike against one of the big companies because they're. He's like a contractor, but they're not paying them the right amount of money and stuff like that. Correct. So him as a truck driver, they kind of create a union. But once they created the union, like the companies, they like terminated all the contracts and stuff. And
right.
So they're, you know, he's having this like, you know, big thing about trying to get his money from the company.
Yeah. So he's trying to get his compensation back and basically he just takes it straight to the top. In the company directly, and he talks to the company president, who is this guy named Jo Tae-ho. And he's pretty much a snobby son of like this corporate conglomerate sort of guy, right?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like an umbrella company. Like the son's company is sort of part of like almost an umbrella like company that is part of like a lot of other corporations, and there's like a lot of obviously. Corporate and like political power and influence, etc., etc. And so Tae-ho just, you know, like wants to make his father proud and like, you know, wants to move up in the company. And he's kind of like a bastard child almost.
Yeah, he's like the son of the second wife or something like that. So.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, you know, I got to work two times harder than everybody, yeah. whatever, right? Essentially, Bay gets caught up with him and then gets assaulted after he tries to get compensated for the money, right? And then, like, to the point where he almost dies and he, like, ends up hospitalized. So, Detective Chol ends up finding out about all this after the fact. And he has actually had a run-in with Tao in the past. And basically, once the detective starts looking into what happened to his friend and figures out that, you know, he went to this company that was owned by Tao, and he finds out, like, you know, he goes to, like, the local cops that are assigned to the case, and they're not even really working on... They're not trying to, like, solve the problem anyway, like, find out who's responsible. So, essentially, he takes on the investigation himself to find out the truth and basically tries to just, you know, get evidence and, like, find out, like, a way to, like, nail Tao, like, you know, through the law, essentially, like that.
Right.
And so, the movie's just kind of, like, an ongoing, like... almost like personal vendetta investigation sort of yeah. thing to crack down on him when, like, you know, everybody's against him at this point because obviously his father in the corporation has, like, all this political power, even within the police section. So kind of the world is against him. But the turn of events is that eventually everybody kind of gets to his side and then he finds, like, a loophole that is able to, you know, get him legally, essentially. And then he nails the bad guy.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically.
So,
yeah, really simple plot. Yeah, just like, you know, cat and mouse kind of thing.
Right. I thought it was more interesting that it was, like, it's a very almost like black and white kind of movie where it is just straight up like kind of good guy, bad guy, like using, you know, justice in the justice system like to a T to, like, you know, get him properly, versus, like, you know, the corporate bad guys and, like, their snobby. You know, it's a very much like justice versus,
yeah,
you know, corporate greed, essentially, like immoral. And but, like, using him, the main character, like, trying to find a way to, like, legally and, like, using the justice system to go around him versus, like, I don't know, turning to the dark side or, like, you know, like, personally going after him. I think that was really, that point really separated this movie.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, yeah, he's really trying to find, like, a proper way to, you know what I mean? Especially when, like, I feel like the movie was basically, like, he's clearly a bad guy. I can bust him for, like, drugs. And then everybody's like, we're not going to let you do that. And he's, like, trying to find, like, one way. And then he mm-hmm. gets, like, stopped or, like, there's a wall in front of him. And
also because, like, they keep on manipulating, like, you know, he uses, like, lawyers and other, like, police officers, bribing other police officers.
Exactly.
And stuff like that to try to... You know, and like the reporters and stuff like that,
right?
To try and, you know, cover things up and mm-hmm. and push things aside. I think what was interesting for me while I was watching it was like the basic premise of the movie, where, you know, the main character, Docher, he talks about it too. He's like, you could have just apologized and right. everything would have been, like, you know, settled.
Fine. Yeah.
But you, like, keep on trying to make it, like, bigger and bigger by, like, you know, covering these big things and making it, like, so much bigger than it has to be.
Right.
And I just thought that was a very, like, interesting, like, theme in the movie.
Yeah, right. Just do the right thing and then it'll
like,
be fine.
Yeah, like, you could have just, like, stopped at this point, but they keep on... like, making things bigger by, like, adding other things or, like...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, having murders here or, like, attempted to kill a cop there. And,
right.
And, like, you know, having drug stuff there, like, doing the party stuff and all that.
It's funny. It does get, like, incrementally worse, you know? Where it's like... Because even... What I thought was interesting is that, for the most part, you see both narratives, right? Like, we see Detective... Dolchul's side of, like, investigating, but we also see, like, Tao and, like, obviously with his
assistant
secretary Choi, you know, and, like, cover up after
vice
cover up
president technically
right
whatever it was
and but, like, you see both sides, and then but like I said, it just gets, like, incrementally worse, where it's like we don't know even that they covered up the fact that it was a suicide for Bay,
attempted
right?
Suicide.
Attempted suicide. Because you first, because you just see like him getting assaulted, and then, you know, then it, the movie makes you believe that he actually did attempt to suicide after like depression and everything. But then you find out, oh, it was just also a cover up, and like it was manipulated.
Yeah.
And things like that. But then even with everything else, it's like they try to do one thing, and then it goes up to like, let's murder the cop, and then you know, they try to like bribe the wife and the family.
Exactly.
But then they go to a next step where like, we'll just murder the guy, and then like just kind of.
And then they almost killed the cop. No, he stabbed the cop, and then the secretary dude like turns into the fall guy for it, and then he just makes it even bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. It's right? Like, damn, we're going to that extent. Yeah. And his Choi's like totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Which kind of shocked me too a little bit. I thought he was gonna be like, nah, this family screwed me over.
Yeah. So like, you know, that I think was the fun part for me as I was watching it, just like seeing how things like spiral out of control.
Right.
And just how the main character navigates through all of that.
Right.
And
I think it works even on his side too, because, you know, I mean, he is like blindsided by the fact that his friend sort of needed his help up until it's already too late. And then even for him, he kind of seemingly goes through more drastic measures to bust Tao.
Yeah.
And like also kind of incrementally just goes more and more off like extreme tactics or extreme strategies. It's like, you know, as a cop, maybe you shouldn't be doing that, but he's like, I got to go to this extent because, you know, this is against me. Or like, I can't do that because they're hiding this evidence or things like that. So.
And a lot of the, like the police jurisdiction stuff, where it's like, it's not even technically his jurisdiction.
Yeah, yeah.
But he like goes out of his way to try to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people, like the other police, like they kind of hate it, right?
Yeah.
But then you also see that they're kind of getting bribed by the company.
Yeah,
too,
they're in their pockets.
Like, oh my goodness.
And he's like, we have our dignity at least. Yeah. Come on, guys. And then even like his superior, right? Like there's like the team leader who's leader O. And then there's like
the actual
chief.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of like in the pockets per se or influenced. So I think, you know, what's funny is at that point, I was like, how would he get out of this situation? You know, like I think after that, where it's like your team directly is now just forfeit. So now you kind of have to take personal measures into, you know, getting vengeance. But then there was like an interesting case where, so they.
Well, the cop gets stabbed.
Yeah.
And then police chief was like, who the hell tried to stab my rookie? Yeah.
So, but I think that interested me because it was like, oh, we're going back to like, basically like, you know, justice and moral wins over everything.
Well,
you know?
I think it's just a cool like nuance there. Like it's not just like black and white in that respect where like the guy, obviously the guy is kind of swayed by the political aspect of it.
Sure.
But he also has a sense of justice as well where he's like, you don't touch my family kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think the two dynamics is pretty interesting because later on, when like things get really out of control, he's also like, dude, you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna be deployed somewhere else and you're gonna split the whole crew up.
Right.
And then he kind of gets convinced into like playing along with what Docho wants to do, like for the investigation and stuff later on, where he's like, just say that you're like, you know, going on a raid for the housewives.
Whatever.
And he kind of wants to maintain that political like line, right?
Right, right.
Whereas, while just like letting them do whatever the hell get the thing done, get the job done.
Yeah.
But he still tries to skirt that line.
But he isn't like on their side up until that moment where like the rookie gets stabbed, and then you know Docho kind of comes with more convincing sort of like evidence, to bust. But it is like that scene that turns the tides of the nature of it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what was interesting to me because it just realigns like the theme of the movie, I guess, or just like the motivations of the movie where it's like, you know, justice is going to solve this problem at the end of the day versus, and it just like equally pits like justice versus like morality or something right. like that. So
yeah,
and it was like, oh, okay. So like, it just like sticks within the theme of it. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, the structure just feels more solid now. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of interests me.
Yeah, I really like the comedic bits of the movie.
Yeah,
it's not so like not obvious, but it's not so like peppered everywhere, I think, but it's like right. there are moments where it's like kind of like very tastefully funny, like it's like the moment when the two cops, they go to the local police station nearby for the raid for the house party that's happening nearby out. Yeah, and they go under the guise of like, you know, the gambling house-sizing. But then there's the guy, the actual guy in the in the police station who's like a local cop, and he's like getting scared because of all the stories that they're telling all the wounds that they have and stuff like that.
He's like, I heard that like gambling cases and like gambling perpetrators are more dangerous than like any other crime. And the detectives are like, yeah, that's true.
It's like, just like, look at the scars that I have. Like, it's like,
he's like, should we wear protective gear? And the young rookie is like, it's the scars that show the story.
Yeah.
And he shows the scars. And then he walks away and calls his wife immediately. He's like, I just wanted to hear your voice. Yeah. He's like, why are you cursing?
Yeah. Like, little things like that are very, like, it's funny. It's like tastefully like done.
Definitely well placed. Yeah. That was good. There's another one. And you know what's funny is it's almost strategic, right? Because I think the impression that you would get in the first 10 minutes is not the same for the rest of the movie, is what happens.
What do you mean?
Because like the hook of the movie, right, is busting like the Russian mobsters and like that investigation. And it feels like kind of comedy buddy cop in a way. Like the team and the squad is very like, there's a lot of scenes with them. Like they're all highlighted. You don't even really know that Dochoy is the protagonist until kind of like at the end of the scene. But a lot of that is played with comedy, like that whole sequence, right? And then, but once like the actual story happens and he's trying to, you know, investigate the case with Bay, like now we're getting into like, the movie gets really grimy because like of all like the crappy like backdoor stuff and like cover up after cover up after
and
cover
just
up.
Like how like crazy the dude is,
right? Yeah, especially like Tao's character.
Yeah, Tao. Yeah,
yeah, and then like also just, you know, Dochoy have to navigate and like overcome a lot of those obstacles. I think the tone changes to something a lot more grimier and it gets a little more serious, especially like they try to bribe Bay's family, then they even try to bribe the detective's wife. Like a lot of like personal attacks start to happen, and there's kind of like less comedy bits, like they're here and there, but the overall tone gets a little more darker. And then by the end I think it gets more action, more of like lighter based, once they try to really crack down. But it just felt completely different from the hook of the movie. So but I think like even then, like you said, trying to introduce comedy at that point, it's like you really gotta know when and where to do it, you know. And there's always a good balance, like in storytelling, you know. It's like you don't always want it to be 100% dark per se, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I feel like Korean movies do a relatively good job at that, like the balance between like having lighthearted moments to offset some of the really like down kind of moments, right? Like really serious moments. I think it's the kind of comedy that really helps in that sense, because it's very situational comedy that they use in Korean, you know, movies that allow for it to be funny but still maintain its like not seriousness, but maintain its like color, like it's like style,
right,
like even like Memories of Murder, right, it still has a lot of like comedic moments in the movie,
sure,
right, but it's a very like, you know, serious, like, you know, it's not like a, it's a pretty dark movie, right?
Right, right.
But it still has those comedic, like, undertones. Uh-huh. It's like a dark comedy in one sense.
Sure.
But, like, it's not really, too. Like, at certain moments, it's just, like...
They're, like, breathable moments,
yeah, it's, like, know? Just situational, like, comedy that just makes it, like, right, kind of yeah. funny. Like, the characters are, like, kind of goofy sometimes. Like, they act right, in a funny... Right. Like, a act. They act in a way that's, like, to the audience, it's when they watch it, it's like, wow, that's kind of... Mm-hmm. Dumb, right? like when in the main character in Memories of Murder, he like is talking to the disabled like kid and like he yeah. like, you know, jokes around with him or like smacks him in the head or something, like right, those kind yeah. of things that like that like, you know, make the movie have a comedic undertone yeah. while it's still maintaining a plot that's very
yeah
dark
yeah.
or
yeah, like I said, serious. It's they come out of like the situation.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think yeah, like Korean movies are very good at that. And I think I don't know, I think some of the like more like some of the more commercial American movies, they like go really hard on the comedy. Right, but right. like they're not able to like reel it back for some of the more serious moments.
Right.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And I think that's like something that could be, you know,
I think a huge difference is like for like Hollywood movies. So like, I think what you're saying is true for Korean movies. It kind of comes out of the situation, like yeah. in the scene, and it feels seamless.
Yeah.
Right. But I think in Hollywood movies, it's separate.
It's like playing to for the audience. Right. Right?
They're playing for the laugh.
Yeah. Like, they're playing for the laugh in Hollywood movies. I feel like a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas for, you know, Korean movies, they're playing in the situation.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's like regardless of whether or not the audience laughs, it's just that situation.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It works coherently within yeah. that scene.
And then, yeah.
And then yeah, a lot of times in Hollywood, it's like it's almost like a beat. It's like serious beat and then like comedy beat and then like beat.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's like I could clearly be like separate.
Like the two. Like they're doing this because it's going to be funny for the audience, right? Like yeah, this yeah. situation, like this. This like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
moment is going to be, it's going to be the funny part now. And right, then right. we're going to go into the serious part.
Yeah.
And sometimes like they blend it, right? Like it's like they want to go to the serious moments, but then they'll add like a like really like funny moment yeah. right after. And so you have a weird like.
Exactly.
You know.
But it kind of feels a little forced.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. It's just. It's not seamless, and that's the yeah. thing. Yeah, it's kind of just like, I don't know, like say you have like music playing or like swelling in a scene, and then you like take the movie out, take the music out,
yeah.
And it's like you know there's a moment that's gonna happen right there, yeah. and then it happens. That's how it feels like with comedy and Hollywood.
Right, right,
it's like
right.
one thing, and then like here's the comedy.
Yeah, like they're like guiding you for the laugh. Like they're like right. they, it seems like they have those like. Those like markers or whatever
the cards,
yeah, cards like make waiting for you to like applaud yeah, or yeah. like laugh or you know
it's like the sign
yeah
that
like
up.
Like the music does that like you said like where it's like it swells up and it just stops all of a sudden
right yeah.
and then it's like ah
it's like in a horror laugh. Movie it's like you know yeah. it's like the weird creepy like uh-huh. sound and then it goes dead quiet right. and you're like some shit's right. gonna go down right here right now yeah. yeah
whereas like Korean movies don't really do that
right.
And maybe, I mean, like, we've done the comedy series, yeah. and I'm thinking about, like, moments. Like, there are moments where they definitely utilize that, right?
Sure,
like,
sure.
where it's, like, they use the music.
Yeah.
Like that one scene from, one scene with the, I forget what it was exactly.
What movie?
It's the movie with, like, the guy who, is like in love with one of the girls, and then they're it's like the one with the one with the dick joke where
oh
like,
20 okay
oh yeah 20 yeah, yeah. yeah yeah and like it's that ad commercial looking like that kind of moment where
yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
really use the music and
they
use
play
everything
it for like the yeah
and
yeah.
they really play it for the thing
right
I like they have those moments too
uh-huh.
but I feel like within the like these kinds of like cop movies or like you know like like buddy cop movies and stuff like that.
They if it's not inherently a comedy movie.
Right, it's not inherently like purely a comedy movie. Right. I feel like they are more subtle with the way that they utilize the comedy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No, I 100% agree to you there. Yeah. Because it's like
20, I feel like is like a pure like they try to go for
comedy. You know what I mean? If it's like if it's a comedy movie, like you're playing for jokes, like it's a comedy movie, so you can have you can do that, right? Because it's sort of to be expected. But like I said, if it's any other movie, if it's a cop movie, if it's a drama or something else, then like the comedy works differently. It works seamlessly. Mm. I think for Hollywood movies too, even for other genre movies, it's kind of different. You know. Mm. Like, I think about, like, you know, Marvel movies all the time, or, like, superhero movies definitely do that.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is, it just, it's not the same, or it's not played the same as, like, South Korean movies. So, for the most part, anyway.
Yeah.
I think the scene that comes to mind for Veteran is when, so, like, in that scene when when the chief tells them to go after the gambling wives, because like that's a recurring thing, right? And he's like, no, we don't want to do this, like obviously there's this bigger investigation going on. And he convinces Troll convinces like and his team to go after them, and then they go to the chief to convince him to take on this case, because like Tao is gonna host like this huge drug party after like everything else, and they're like, we can bust a drug party and then we can bust him at the same time, like this basically getting the green light for this situation. And the chief is like, no, he's like, I already told you no, I want you to go after this case. And then they like, oh, is like, what do you mean? He's like, haven't I had your back with everything? He's like, why didn't you help me? I was there for your wedding, your son.
Yeah.
He's like, what happens when your father died? I was there.
Yeah. He's like, what are you talking about? I have this on my head because of the time that you didn't like come.
And then they're all sharing scars for like all the favors that they did for each other. And then Chol is like, I don't want to hear this shit. He starts unbuckling his pants.
Yeah, exactly. Like those, like, it's comedy. It's funny, but it's like, but it's so situational, right?
Exactly.
It's so part of their character.
And it's like perfect because it like ramps up in comedy. It's like they're going after for like, you know, desperately for permission for this thing. And then you know, O blows up and he's like bringing these stories and they like all of a sudden go into scars. And then like Chol starts unbuckling his pants and it's like the comedy like ramps up.
Right.
But it starts off like the tone of that conversation starts off different than how it ends up being comedic, like you said, but it's like natural. It's like a flow of events, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like hook, line, and sinker by the end, because then, you know, he's like, I'm supporting you guys, but obviously he's like,
yeah, he's being very like methodical about it, where he's like, go
get the hint, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And it's kind of like, you know, going back to, it's paying off the setup that they had before. Right. So it's nice.
So like, scenes like those, just like those, it definitely, and it's better comedy. Like you said, it just plays better with the, like, you know, the keeping the plot together, like just keeping like the overall feel of the movie there, while also introducing like comedy and those breathable moments, you know.
Right.
So that was like a huge commentary on how to do comedy, right?
Well, I mean, it depends on the movie, right?
It's true.
Yeah, but.
Anything else you rather enjoyed about this movie?
Yeah, I like the action of the movie too. Actually,
oh, I forgot I was gonna bring that up too. The choreography is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not like it's. I like the action because of the fact that, especially Docheol, the way that the action is choreographed, it doesn't seem like he's just like a great fighter,
right,
or something like that,
right?
But it seems like the choreography makes it seem like they're actually having a struggle within the things, and like they're able to also incorporate a little bit of comedy with that. I would say it's a little bit more like Jackie Chan-esque.
Exactly.
But less athletic, right? Like he's not as athletic, and he's not as mobile, and he doesn't parkour
right
like Jackie Chan, right?
It's kind of like you've been like, say you've been a huge fan of Jackie Chan, and like
you try to follow him.
Yeah,
you try to copy his moves.
You know, and like you're not like a trash garbage fighter.
Yeah,
but you're not amazing either. Right, you right. Know?
Like there's like maybe like 60% missing.
Yeah.
from Jackie Chan's like abilities.
Right, right.
And you're like trying to, you know.
For the most part, he's like scrapping.
Right, know? Right. I mean, he's not like a bad fighter either, right?
Right.
He
yeah, yeah.
he does he is able to hold his own. But then he's not like the best fighter.
Exactly.
And yeah. I really like that about the choreography because it really lends itself to first the comedy,
mm-hmm.
but second, all just like the overall like believability and just like the general like sense that he's actually just like a cop.
Right.
Right. He's not.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Because like, for example, like when you're watching Outlaws, right? Mm-hmm. You don't really see the main character. Like, he doesn't feel like he's just, like, a cop. He almost feels superhuman in the way that
the guy is, like, the... Like, he's more of, like, the best, like, gangster leader of everybody. but, like, is a cop.
Right, right. Yeah, like, yeah. He's so overpowered in the yeah. way that he's able to, like, dish out, like, you know...
Right.
Like, punishment and the way that he's able to handle a situation.
Mm.
Where, like, everyone else is, like, relying on him, right?
Right.
In that sense. But, like, in this movie, like, you know, Docho, like, falls and, like, he gets hit and...
yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, he is makes mistakes and stuff like that within yeah. the choreography.
But and he's got grit.
Yeah. And I like the dynamic that that creates for the action.
Yeah.
And like the incorporation of like different characters within the action too, like
mm-hmm.
like Miss Bong, like she always yeah. comes and like kicks the dude at yeah. the end, you know, like those kinds of things, like, you know, add to the comedic effect of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that other guy who's like a heavy like weightlifter, but he always like kicks and like misses.
Yeah. yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
Miss Bong like throws her head into the container.
Yeah.
First scene. And I actually really like too that like that dichotomy playing with Tae-o, who's like an actual fighter, no. right? Like he's definitely more of a trained fighter than Docho, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, he's like young and like very arrogant and you know, maybe he's not the most perfect fighter. As you see, like he trains with a real martial artist.
Yeah.
But he's grimy as fuck, right? And like he uses that as his edge per yeah. se. But then when it comes down to the final scene where it's them two duking it out, like it's faithful to those personas and to those characters, those right. fighting characteristics.
Yeah.
Like Tae-o kicks his ass, like, you know, up into the grim end.
Like I felt bad like watching him yeah. getting like, especially when he hits the fire hydrant.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
You're like, oh, that's it. That's yeah. a wrap.
That one must have hurt like crazy, yeah. dude.
And, you know, it's a head nod too, because at the end he's like, he's a pretty damn good fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
As he's like dying on the ground.
Yeah, like staying true to those characters and their abilities is really nice within the action.
Right, yeah. And it's like, it supports their characters too. Like, I think that says a lot about who they are at
yeah.
the same time, you know? And that physicality is just a really big part of like knowing and getting into the character at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So pretty interesting use of action,
yeah,
for sure. What about speaking of outlaws, what about someone's cameo?
I told you that was gonna be the cameo.
He's like, well, shit's about to get real.
And he just, imagine he just came in like, and boom, get out of my
basically was the same character that came out.
Yeah,
he's like walks away.
Mm.
Apparently like it was his own idea to do that cameo in the movie. He was, like, visiting set that day, and it was his idea to be like, I should cameo in the movie, and they're just like, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
How much of a badass you gotta be to be like, I'm showing. That's, like, Tom Cruise, like, influence, you know? You just show up on set, and you're like, can I have a cameo? And they're like, dude, anything for you, yeah. Please, what do you want?
Yeah.
That's funny. Let me see. Yeah, I mean, overall, like, really enjoyable movie. Really, like, straightforward movie, too, though. Very, very kind of simplistic in many ways, I feel like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said earlier, just kind of pitting good against evil inherently and just really sticking with it, but it's, like, a formula that works.
Yeah, it's like a fun blockbuster movie. I think that...
For sure.
When it first came out, too, it was a very big hit just because of like the actors, but also just, you know, how it's simple, but it's also fun. And
yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
it's got a bit of everything.
It's got a bit of everything. So it was a very big hit in Korea. But yeah, like just talking about like the actors and the acting, like just watching it again, the Tail, like the guy who plays Tail.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, he's a really good actor. Like the, in just the way that he portrays a lot of the different like emotions, but not just the emotions, but like just the mannerisms that he has.
Right. Yeah.
In certain scenes, that you just kind of like, it's hard to just like imagine him as something else at that moment when you're watching. Right. You're just like, dang, this guy like seems like he's actually like just this dude.
I feel like that's a good sign for like, I mean, any actor and any role, you know, if like you're able to sell an image so well that you're like in this movie, in this moment, like that is
like
you.
I feel like he would be that in real life. Right. Right? Like he's a total asshole.
Right.
Like the scene when you know, the first time that Do-chun meets him and at the party. And then he's like, oh, so this is how the rich like play, like hang out, and he's like, oh, like how do you think that the rich hang out? And then he starts like throwing the grapes smashing the bananas and stuff, and like just like the way that like he just like does that. And also the moment when, you know, the truck driver bag goes all the way up to the top floor of the company office or whatever, and like he makes him fight the other guy, and like the way that like he's like talking to the kid while like he's making him watch like his dad and the other dude fight each other, and just like all the little like mannerisms he has during that, and like you can also like kind of see that he's like addicted to coke while like all of that is going on too.
Yeah, he's very like edgy.
Yeah, so just all of that like put together like really like sells his character really well.
Yeah, 100%.
And just like a really good like villain.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I mean, going back to the party scene, that like in one sense, okay, like you have like the crazy like kind of like psychotic bad guy, you know, and it almost feels I can see it in the light of being like, this feels like a cheat to make a good villain, you know, and you just play the crazy guy, you know what I mean, like you kind of, your mannerisms are everywhere, you're kind of like very twitchy in that sense. But I think for him, like he's kind of has those very chaotic moments in that scene, but then, you know, after the fact he's like, oh yeah, he's like, my father taught me to push a man to his limits to kind of see his true nature, in that sense. And he kind of like dials back in, and he's sort of like himself per se, you know? Right. And it really sells for me, like he played that duality, you know, like he did what he did, but it was in a methodical sense. Mm. Like he just didn't do it because he was a crazy, like not for the sense of crazy, he didn't do it, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think, yeah, like you said, it's the way that he plays like different scenes in different ways that really sells the character too. Mm. And almost, you almost have a bit of sympathy for him as well because of the fact that, like, when he's, like, talking with his secretary, he's technically a secretary, but he's also, like, his, brother. Like, not a brother, but, like, he's, like, brother family. Or whatever. Yeah, family, like, member, right? And, like, the way that he talks to him and also, like, kind of the relationship that you can kind of glean from the way that they talk to each other also, like... sells like his character and just like like little moments, like, you know, whenever he's faced with like his father and he's with his father, like can also kind of like see where like why he is the way that he is, right? Those kind of things can kind of like help you like not necessarily like sympathize with him, but like understand where he's coming from, right? Why he is the way that he is. I think those things kind of like help a lot with his character too, and just like building like a nuanced character where it's just not like this crazy dude, but like he is like that because of like all the things that is like there's going like on in his life.
It's like giving a little backstory without explicitly like, you know, telling it verbatim.
Which I liked.
I mean, there, because clearly like the family pressure is on. You know, like obviously, like the whole thing they were talking, like he's a the son of like a second wife. Yeah. He's kind of like the bastard child trying to like, you know, keep his own within that family. Like none of that is explained in like this expositional scene, but like as you kind of pick up the crumbs in
even the just like that scene, the meeting scene, right? Where like it's all the beating, and then the older like brother and the sister is like sitting across from him, just like that tension that's there, like you could already like kind of see or feel, I should say, just the general like vibe and
like his and, like
his the pressure that he has within that like system.
And even what was good too is even for like Choi, the one that he works with, like his secretary or also part of the family, like even though he's kind of he's like a major minor role in the movie, but there is a lot of like his story that is kind of told through everything as well, and also like his story being told like lending to Tae-ho, right? Like, he takes the physical beatings that his son is obviously supposed to get, you know, and, like, he's always doing, like, the dirty laundry for Tae-ho, and, you know, in his way, he's also, like, trying to, you know, stay within the family or, like, trying to get his stripes in that sense. And that's why he takes, like, you know, the fall deal at the end.
Right, like, all the implications of, like, of the father saying, like, oh, like, your father, like, worked, like, a dog in my company, and, and like, do you want to be the same, like, you're, you know... your dad, or do you want to like rise up and stuff like that, like all those like implications and just like the nods to their backstory really adds depth to the characters but also just the story as a whole.
It just paints a good picture, like it feels fleshed out
and it doesn't feel like forced, right? It's just like while the scene's happening you're getting these like tidbits and like little like jewels of backstory and you're like, oh wow, that's interesting,
because it's like because in that scene, right, when he's like the final supper deal, you work, it's like dialogue but it's like, you know, clearly exposition and stuff like that, but it's he's saying it because it builds, it's building tension to like he's gonna get fucked. Like he's getting axed like right now. Like, you know?
Oh, eat this eel.
They're feeding him like,
it's good for your health. It's like it's, you know.
Yeah, like I don't know if he's gonna kill him now or like what's gonna happen, but something major is gonna
happen. Why are you so nice to him all of a sudden kind of thing?
And yeah.
It really adds to
it. There's clearly alternative motives, like as you're sort of learning it. And like that's good use of those bits, right?
Yeah.
Like it definitely good utilization and like good building of tension. Like it's but anything else? I don't know. I feel like to be a buddy cop anyway, I feel like it could have been a lot better use of the team, like the whole squad. I feel like they were interesting enough in like that beginning 10 minutes, and then they just kind of disappeared. I feel like it'd been nice to see more.
I feel like, I forget what the Extreme Job. I feel like Extreme Job watched this movie and they're like, hey, I like those like sub characters who are like the cop. Why not make a movie about all of them together? And I was like, there you go.
I try to get Extreme Job in this series, but no.
That's somebody not a buddy cop.
Somebody picked veteran instead.
Well, no, that I wasn't. That wasn't the two choices.
That was a more buddy cop than this. That was buddies cop. Okay?
Exactly. But that wasn't even. That wasn't even part of it.
What?
Part of our genre list.
Buddies cop?
No, extreme job. That was part of like our cop genre one.
But we didn't watch it for the series.
Not this one. No.
No.
No, no.
But we haven't watched it at all.
Yeah, not. Wait, do we not?
No.
I don't feel like we watched
it. We haven't.
We'll watch it sooner or later. You know, we'll watch it sooner or later.
It's like one of the most popular Korean movies of all time.
I don't know about that.
I think it is like the second highest grossing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll find something for it because apparently it didn't qualify for this one.
This one did, though.
This somehow.
Somehow.
The mathematics checks out. I don't know.
It all works out.
In this alternate dimension we live in.
This was... I just put it in because I wanted to watch it. Okay. No, just kidding.
He's like, I felt I wanted to watch it again. And so
I just needed an excuse.
Yeah.
Definitely not a buddy cop movie, but
a cop movie.
A cop movie.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see how they play with that. You know what I mean? Like watching Midnight Runners, sure, and watching this movie, like the dynamic between the two characters is almost like infused into one character for this one, where like he's kind of doing everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They like, you know, where in Midnight Runners, the two guys had like a two different like parts to a whole, right? One guy was the brain and the other guy was
the bronze.
Whereas like this guy is kind of like doing everything, yeah, right? Yeah.
He's like, I'm the detective.
Yeah, I do everything.
I will beat everything. All of you and I will solve it myself, because right, that is what I do.
But I think the buddy cop worked really well in Midnight Runners, also because of the fact that they're inexperienced cops, where and they're both learning, and then they're both finding what their talents are in one sense, like what they're good at, what like
yeah, you can kind of see like their chemistry like form in a scene,
right?
And like you're like, oh yeah, this is how.
Yeah, whereas this one, he's like already a very seasoned detective,
right?
And he's trying to figure things out.
So. Yeah, yeah. This is In that sense, it's like, I mean, the stakes are pretty high in that movie, but in this one, it's like he's being challenged in so many ways. That's, you know, feels like more experienced challenge.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah. When if this situation was like for Midnight Runners, those guys would be like, I don't even know like
where to start.
yeah. My own chief is against me. Yeah. The whole precinct is against me. Right. It's like, we got no evidence.
Yeah.
Not even the media wants to take this.
Oh yeah.
So
a lot of stuff going on.
But yeah. As we go on with the series for next week, I surely hope it is a buddy cop, because as the name is called, Mr. and Miss Cops, this is also pretty new. This came out in 2019, directed by Jung Dawong. Have you seen this one?
Nope.
We just kind of found this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I haven't seen this one either. But I certainly hope, at the very least, it can be not good, but as long as it's a buddy cop, I'm okay.
That's our bar.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be good.
As long as it's got two characters that, you know, have
solve crimes together.
Yeah. It could be Batman and Robin for all I care. But yeah, so Mr. and Mrs. and Miss Cops will be next week. And yeah, looking forward to it. Should be interesting. And then we end off with Tiger on Beat. Which is definitely Lee's pick, because that came out in 1988.
I'm excited for that one.
Of course you are. Yeah. He's like, I'm sick of these new movies.
Yeah.
All I've been watching is HD for too long.
Yeah, I need some grain in there.
I need some, like, desaturated colors.
Yeah.
Some flaws. I need flaws. Uh-huh. That's what I need. But yeah, so next week we'll see you for that. And yeah. Pieces.
Bye.